Okay, number 16, 2012 to 2014, moose, bighorn sheep, and mountain goat seasons and permit quotas. This is a rule action. Dr. Martorello. Thanks, Dave. Are you done?
Happy Saturday.
I'll hang around.
Thank you, Dave.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. My name is Donnie Martorello. I'm the Carnivore Section Manager for Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm providing Agenda Item 16, WAC 232-28273, Moose, Bighorn Sheep, and Mountain Goat Seasons and Permit Quotas. Just a brief summary of, I'll start with moose, of our moose populations. We do annual surveys each year. We manage for a sustainable harvest, sustainable moose population, of course. We have more aggressive moose harvest seasons down around the Spokane area, the Mount Spokane unit, to prevent moose from entering into Spokane as much as we can. The remainder of the state, more of a stable harvest for stable populations. We do have a stable moose population through most of the range, and it's expanding westward. We talked a little bit about that in March. I do want to come back to some slides that we talked about in March. We had a good discussion about, are moose doing well, are they not, and a graph that I showed and a trend. And this is a graph that I had up in March that we had a lot of good discussion about. So I want to come back to this with a little bit more detail to kind of frame the issue for you. I believe in March, when we had the discussion, it was just after some quite a bit of discussion about wolves arriving on the scene and the status of ungulate populations. So I'll take a brief moment to review this again with you. So this is the bulls per 100 cows for moose. That's one of the thresholds in our game management plan. In March, I showed this with just this lower line. This is the band that we'd like to be in our game management plan, the range for this threshold. And just showed this lower line. And I made the statement that moose populations are doing well. And I think that the commission had a good discussion about, well, what about this trend here? And should we be concerned about that? So this is the range in the game management plan. And if I show the next line here, this is the actual number of permits that we've been issuing, the commission has been issuing each year. And you can see that for a number of years, we were quite a bit above where we'd like to be in terms of our threshold, suggesting to provide more opportunity. And so we've been slowly raising that opportunity. And as we get closer to within that range, we've tailored opportunity down. And this is the area not around Mount Spokane. This is our northeastern district, this data. And so there is some variability, obviously, and just as you go out each year and you sample moose and what the weather is that day and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't say that this would be an alarm that we're slightly under here. In our recommendation today, we're actually not recommending increasing moose harvest in this area, a slight reduction. The increase is really in the Mount Spokane area. But we'll continue to look at this and monitor this. And if there was a trend below the range we'd like to be, you'd obviously see recommendations for reducing moose harvest. The other thing I'd point out is look where we are here on the axis of 60 to 75 bulls per 100 cows. And think about your ratio for elk. And so remembering that we manage this for a quality hunt, a 90 to 100% harvest success, mostly mature bulls, the 35 to 40 inch antler spread. And so even seeing this below doesn't suggest that the population is declining. We have the bar very high in layman's terms. So if I were to put a straight line through this curve, and you could do a number of things, you could have a moving average. Just for simplicity, I just fit a straight line. You can see that we're getting down to that range where we'd like to be within the thresholds in our game management plan. Kind of explained it with that one. I'll just go through the other ones a little quicker. This is calves per 100 cows. Same scenario for a number of years. We were above. We're now within that range where we'd like to be. Here's the fitted line. Median age of harvested moose. Same scenario. We're essentially real live data here. We're just bouncing around within that range we'd like to be, and the fitted line, of course, within that range. So that's just the brief summary from the discussion that we had in March to bring that to closure for you. Here's our recommendation for Moose. Statewide, we're going from 140 to 152. These are in your notebook, of course. And as I said, most of these increases are in the Mount Spokane area with a slight decrease in permits in the Northeastern District. Move on to Bighorn Sheep. If there, want me to stop there if there's questions on Moose?
Commissioner Duvia.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. Donnie, I'd just like to add a couple comments there. Our moose population has been done marvelously well, and I think last year, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we spent the department at least $100,000 removing moose from downtown Spokane, trying to capture them and put them back out. It's a pretty common situation to have them. We had a couple serious wrecks and cars and freeway down there because of that too. So the Mount Spokane area and that hunt's got to be adjusted. One of the things I did learn last year, and I don't know what we do, but I was surprised to hear that the Colville tribe had 10 permits on the northern half, and we had 8, which is something we need to be a little more careful and co-manage with them, I think, effectively, and watch what's happened. I also know of at least 5 carcasses of moose that in the last 6 months from the wolf area. So we need to really keep somewhat of a track on what kind of impact they're having on this population. One of the primary focuses of the packs will be moose, and it could have a significant conservation problem for us if we keep going at the rate we're going. So, but I think your proposals are good.
Commissioner Perry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to follow up on Commissioner Duvier's comment there a little bit. Have you tried to determine what the impact of wolves on moose in this area, particularly the northern part?
Great question. We are in the process of that right now. We, knowing that wolves are arrived there now, and they're there to stay, and probably more numbers in the future. Right now, we are putting together a sightability model for moose so that we can. Everything you've seen here is just raw counts that we do for moose. It doesn't have the specificity of mountain goat and elk and those kinds of things. And so we are doing that. We're getting ready, getting geared up to capture and collar moose, put collars on moose to do a sightability model. And then to do a better job of tracking if moose numbers are going up and down with wolves on the scene now. But with that collar data will come mortality types, if it's predation, if it's cougar or wolf or bear or other things. And so we are gearing up for that to be able to detect if there is a change in moose populations.
Do you know if the wolves have had a significant impact on moose in adjacent Idaho, just across the border?
I do not.
Thank you.
Others? Any other questions? Okay, you can go on.
Bighorn sheep, we have 13 hunted populations. Again, intensive monitoring. We survey all of our hunted populations annually, some of them twice. Here are the thresholds that we have in our game management plan for allocating permits, and we're managing for, of course, stable bighorn sheep populations. And like moose, bighorn sheep are managed for a quality hunt. Our harvest rates are in the mode of not likely impacting populations at all. It's very conservative, so that it is a quality hunt. Here's our populations around the state. I'd like to just give you a quick update on the Asotin unit down here in southeast, where we have 100 bighorn sheep. You probably remember we talked about a little bit in last month, where we've had another disease outbreak in the Asotin herd, like we had in the canyon in Montana a couple years ago. The last time I talked with you, we'd lost 4 or 5 animals, and we were waiting and watching to see how things would go. Mm-hmm. We've lost about 30 to 40% in the Asotin herd now, so it is a larger die-off. Very much concerned about it. In this case, if you recall back in the MTANM where we did some calling, a management action, our objective there was try to prevent the spread of the disease to the neighboring bighorn sheep populations in the Yakima area. We have about 1,200 sheep here. It was a big concern. The difference is in the Assotin area is that this disease has been throughout all of the Hell's Canyon herds and likely came from a migrating ram from one of these herds into the Assotin herd. And so we have not taken the same management action. We're letting this run its course. We're watching and observing. We've had a long-term study of this disease in the Hell's Canyon area. We've been lucky all along that it hasn't been the Assotin herd, and our luck finally ran out. Here's our recommendations for bighorn sheep. Went over this last month. From a statewide perspective, permit levels going from 41 to 38. Minor permit adjustments just based on annual surveys. Any questions on bighorn sheep?
Nope.
Moving on to mountain goats. Again, annual surveys for everywhere that we hunt mountain goats. Our harvest for mountain goats is even more restrictive than I would say it is for moose and for bighorn sheep, because for a large part of their range in North Cascades, we've had a long-term decline. We think that that decline was partially due to overhunting over the past 30 or 40 years. And so we only hunt populations that meet a minimum of 100 goats. And we've completed our mountain goat research project now, so we've identified herds and sub-herds. And if they meet the minimum requirement of 100 goats in a sub-herd, harvest is 1 to 4%, depending on how high above 100 it is. Here's our recommendation for mountain goats. It's status quo, with the exception of adding two new units, the Methow and South Lake Chelan. Here's South Lake Chelan, the Methow. Both have met that minimum requirements, and we're recommending one permit for each one of those. Any questions for mountain goats?
No questions. Okay. I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Duvia?
Madam Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-28-273 as proposed.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded to amend WAC 232-28-273 as proposed, seconded by Commissioner Carpenter. Is that correct?
Correct. Both of us.
You two are in harmony.
I'm
we only need one second.
I'll slow down next time.
Okay. Further discussion? Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to ask a little bit about mountain goats. In the past, it seems to me like I remember some concern by tribes and maybe even other agencies in terms of our hunting of mountain goats. Is that still the case, or is there pretty much agreement with other interests that this is the proper management?
Looking back 5 or 6 years ago, there was quite a bit of discussion, and a lot of it was about Mount Baker at the time. 5 or 6 years ago, we'd closed mountain goat hunting on Mount Baker for a number of years and then reopened it 5 years ago or so, and there was quite a bit of discussion with the tribes and land managers about the appropriateness of that. And fortunately, all those folks were partners on our research project, and so since we've landed on this harvest thresholds in the game management plan, for the most part, we're in agreement on those kinds of things. We still talk every year and talk about status of goat populations. And for example, on Mount Baker, we rotate the permits around Baker, and the total allocation of goat harvest is higher on Baker, and recognizing that the tribes harvest goats. And so it's 7 permits for the state, 7 permits for the tribes.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, got a motion on the table. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.